Hi, Frank Baca here, and welcome to the Daily Peacemaker. I guess as many of you know, the Daily Peacemaker is about encouraging, supporting individual people like you and I to do what we can to create a culture of peace. And our bottom line is sort of, culture of peace is one in which the inherent worth and dignity of every living being is honored and respected. So I've been thinking a lot about that, and let's just look at the particular form of life or particular beings that we call humans. And when you establish a culture, you have, common beliefs and values and rituals and ways of doing things. And so for a culture of peace, it seems to me the fundamental belief, I guess it would be a belief, that every human has an inherent worth and dignity. And when I talk with different people about that, a number of them will say stuff like, well, what about Putin? Or what about Hitler? Or, depending on what side of the fence you are on politically, some will say, what about Trump? He's terrible. Or Biden, he needs to go sit in the corner and not bother anybody. Or what about rapists and murderers and people that kill children? And so it raises the question, does every human have a goodness to them, an inherent goodness, a good value and dignity to them? And even though it may be hidden, is it still there? And so if one does not believe that every human has an inherent worth and dignity, then how do they decide what humans are trash and garbage and need to be flushed down the toilet, and which humans are good and should be allowed to function? I mean, to me, that's probably the core of how one might live their life. So people that believe there are humans that are trash and worthless and stuff, again, how do you decide that? And maybe by their behaviors, their actions, their words, okay, you could do that, but then what's the motive behind those? And then those same people that you are saying are worthless and human garbage, and that there are other people that see some good in those same people. So it seems to me such a core issue, either, and this is sort of black and white, and I tend not to be that way in general, but it's either you believe that every human has an inherent worth and dignity, at least the potential is there, at least in their soul there's a spark of goodness, there's a spark of divine life in them, and that needs, maybe it's not very apparent, but it's if you believe it's there, then it's going to cause you or motivate you to interface with people in a particular way. If you don't believe it's there, if you believe there are some humans that are fundamentally evil, for lack of better words, worthless and stuff, then again, that question, how does one decide that? So that's seems to be like a real core issue. You know, either you believe that every human has an inherent dignity and worth, or you don't. And then that's going to, I believe, affect on some level how you interface with the world. And it's not, how do I want to put this? So you read something about someone that's raped kids or going into a church or wherever and just annihilated people with a gun. And it's not, how do I want to say, unnatural, maybe it's a reaction of anger and saying that person is useless and should be shot and all that stuff. Just because you have that initial reaction doesn't mean that's what you really believe. You have to understand what it is you really believe. So I guess the point is, even if we have a strong reaction when we read about someone doing something, and we want to annihilate that person, you don't have to get stuck in that. That could be an initial reaction, and then you can back up and say, well, wait a minute, you know, that person, or at least if you believe so, you say that person, in spite of what they did, it has some inherent worth and dignity. And the question then is, how do you bring that about? And there's tons of stories of people that have done atrocious things and gone to prison and been transformed, for lack of a better word, which kind of shows that they there is something good in all of us. And you know, we're not saying that if someone does some atrocious act that they get off scot-free. No, you've got to obviously suffer the consequences of what you did. But again, just coming back to that, you know, it seems to me so fundamental. It'd be, you know, and if you'd say there are people that are evil and bad and annihilated, like, where do you stop with that? I mean, that's just so puzzling to me. And, you know, I think that if you believe there are just people that are human garbage, you start to think, although I don't know, but I suspect you might start to think of more and more people are like that, you know? You almost sort of begin to get so, I don't know, discouraged or lose hope, or just say, oh, there's so many people that are not, shouldn't be allowed to live, and that type of stuff. And that can take one down a dark road. And if you don't, one doesn't believe that, if you or whoever doesn't believe that every one of us has some worth and dignity, I don't think we're ever going to evolve to creating a culture where we honor and respect the inherent worth and dignity of all living beings. So, I know I get a lot of, Frank, you're an idealist, you live in a fairyland if you think there are no evil people and those types of things. And hey, maybe that's true, maybe I do live in a fantasy land. But all that being said, I just leave you with that issue to reflect on. You know, where are you on this? Do you believe that every human has an inherent worth and dignity? Or do you believe a lot of them do, but there are some that just don't? They're pure evil. They should be done away with, flushed down the toilet, human garbage. So just let me leave you with that and something to reflect on and see where you stand. And again, thank you for listening. Always good to be with you, and we'll see what the next session brings. I'm thinking if you believe in the worth and dignity of every person, how do you honor and respect that, even when people are doing really atrocious things? But that's a whole other focus. So the bottom line is, where are you? Do you believe that every human has an inherent worth and dignity, and or you don't? So thanks for listening. Happy New Year to all, and may we walk in peace. You take care. Bye.